In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Can you relate? I mean, have you ever been told that you need to get it together? If you have, it probably meant that you needed to make a decision or act in a responsible, respectful way. It might have meant that you needed to calm down, or maybe just that you need to pull all the parts of your life together and move forward in a positive direction. It often speaks about chaos that we often have to deal with in our jobs, school, or personal lives. The long story of the creation of the world, which we heard read, is, in a way, the story of how God got it together, got the world, the universe, the plants, animals, and human beings, got it all together and called it good. It is a story of the earth as a formless void and covered in darkness. But with the wind and the breath and the speech of God, God brought order out of chaos. Jesus, too, speaks about getting it together when sending the disciples out in what is referred to as the Great Commission, saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations and teach them all that I have commanded you." Jesus knew his disciples would have a hard enough time getting it together, let alone keeping it together. It's our struggle, too. So how about you? Do you have it together? If you do, then please let me know your secret. But if you're like me, there are things in life which we just can't seem to put together. And in those moments when we do manage to organize and wrap neatly our lives in a perfect picture, something always comes around which threatens to unravel us again and send us out to pick up the pieces of the proverbial Humpty Dumpty we call our lives. Our dreams are often thwarted by our fear, or they clash with the dreams of others. Our uncertainties chip away at our convictions, and in grief or loss, we are often left with unanswered questions and struggle with how to put complicated memories and experiences together with our emotions to try to understand where we have been and where we are going. And even in our own families, sometimes the hardest place to keep it together, we deal with differences of opinions, contrasting emotions, differing values. What do we do with all of that? How do we put it together to make sense of it all and to somehow, some way, get it together? St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, makes it clear for a Christian community struggling to make it in the world and for staying together in adverse conditions, when he says, "Put things in order, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." To put things in order. It's the creation story of our lives. It's the model we have in the Holy Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is our way of getting it together in our understanding of the God who creates, who loves, who forgives, who empowers. The God who enters our lives to create something new, to love us unconditionally, to forgive us despite our brokenness, to empower us to be all that God has intended for us to be. It is God, the Holy Trinity, at work in our lives of disorder and chaos to bring about something which is called good. But what if you can't get it together? What if, like all the king's horses and all the king's men, you can't put the pieces together by your own means or by your own methods? After the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we are told in today's reading that some of the disciples doubted. They still doubted. What about your doubts? What about your question? To the disciples, to you and me, in the midst of our doubts as to how we can all fit it together, Jesus is there too. To the doubting disciples, to you and me, Jesus says, remember, remember, I am with you. It is here in this place that we remember, that in community, in sharing, in hearing of how God works mysteriously and miraculously to bring order out of chaos, that we are united with a God who can create something new in our lives, that in bringing here our divided lives, we might find unity in a God who renews our lives by his word and reminding us that it is all good to bring our conflicts, our lack of understanding, our brokenness, our divided feelings, our contrasting emotion, to bring here in this place that God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has a way of bringing us together in hope and peace, where water and word, bread and wine bring together a meaning and purpose for our life. Perhaps the mysteries of the pieces of our life can be brought together in the mystery of the Trinity, because maybe, just maybe, the God who created the world from chaos plans to act again, plans to bring together your life in wholeness and in unity with God's love and grace. In so many ways, we need to get it together. Here in this place, we have the best chance for doing so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.